All right, so today we got your boy Lonnie on the No Offense podcast. And we're getting to know Lonnie. It's been a minute since we sat down with him. You know what I'm saying? Those of y'all who might be familiar with our last interview with Lonnie, you know, my man definitely got them lyrics, man. Not only does he have the lyrics, but he's also phenomenal with a camera. He does music videos. And as a matter of fact, he recently released that Industry Freak. So we are here today to talk with him, get to know what's on the mind of the young hustler. You know what I'm saying? And see what's coming up, man. So, Lonnie, thank you for being here today, brother. I appreciate you. I know you're a busy man, so I ain't going to take up too much of your time, if that's all right.
Yeah, man. You know how it is with us, man. You know how it is. Good.
So, we're going to jump right into the question that everybody want to know.
All right.
Bro, them girls in the industry in the Industry Freak video, what's up? What? Hey, got the hook? What's going on? Hey. What's up?
Hey, man, shoot, they know the vibes. They know the vibes, man. Shout out to everybody that was a part of that, though, for real, because that was such a crazy, crazy day and things like that. But shout out to everybody that was a part of that, everybody that played their role. All the females were fantastic, things like that. It was just something new I had to come with, man. It was just something new I had to come with. New everything, new vibe, new all that. And, you know, we approaching the summertime. You know, the ladies need something to dance to, need something to shake that booty to, you know what I'm saying? So.
Facts. Hey, my boy say, hey, she gonna twist it. She goes, what? Go ahead and hit her with it. Well, hey, that bopping line was fucking classic, what?
Oh, yeah, we talking about that Summer Numbers song, too. So, yeah, Summer Numbers. Some numbers, she gonna twist it, she gonna shake it, best believe she gonna bop it. If you ain't got no haters, best believe you ain't pop.
Certified, man. It's summer numbers.
Yeah,
on top of that, to the Industry Freak. Sound like my boy said, if you ain't got nothing to pop your ass to, you ain't listen to the right line of CD, that's for damn sure, right?
I'm trying to tell you, man, I got them all. I got all types of vibes, man. That's just the ones I'm putting out right now. I got some new stuff on the way. Been in the lab working extensively on a lot of different things. You know, a lot of motion.
What's the plans for the rest of the year? Now, I already see, you know, you say you came in a bit strong. You know, shout out to the Critical Visuals that my boy been putting the steps in the game. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. For those of y'all that don't know, I'm a cameraman. I shoot videos, pictures, do just about anything that you can name that provides visuals. I do it for parties, weddings, events, music videos, promo videos, commercials, do all types of photo shoots. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, we really been the company that came a long way since the last time we spoke on here. So, yeah, it went from catching one every now and again to catching like five of them every other month or so.
Still
more room for growth though. Trying to get that first to the 31st. Trying to get it like that all year long.
Well, listen, you said you definitely laying that foundation, bro. You putting it down. Hey, it's noticeable, man. People definitely see you taking off. You know what I'm saying? For those of y'all who don't know, y'all could also catch my boy Lonnie on the show on Sundays. He definitely got an opinion. Not to mention, you also been on the Tokyo Ish podcast. That wasn't making rounds, boy. That wasn't making rounds.
So, yeah, I'm going to stamp it right here on the show, too.
Yeah.
And Soulja Boy can't come active with me on this because I know he ain't did it. I am the first rapper to have a podcast show during a music video set, like live interview, podcast, straight setup. Microphones, podcast table, everything. I'm the first rapper to do it. So Soulja Boy can't at me. No, none of y'all artists can't at me. Y'all ain't did it before. Just like Jim Jones said, we set the trends.
There it is, boy. There it is. Now listen, boy. Hey, he giving y'all a then listen. If you don't know what's next, all you gotta do is keep your eyes on the line, dog. I'm telling you, my man putting in the work. And if you don't feel him on the music, you're going to feel him on the video game for sure. And if you ain't feeling him on the video game or the mute, but hey, you just a hating ass nigga.
And I got my hands in a lot of things that they don't know about that they probably are partaking in. So, you know what I'm saying? So, they gonna catch me either way. Either way it go, they got me.
They gonna catch you more than that. My boy's getting ready to be featured in that June 2022 No Offense Magazine edition too. So y'all make sure y'all cop that.
Yes, sir. You know, yes, sir. Shout out to the NON.
Hey, whole team. Whole team.
Shout out to that. Everybody in the NON, you know, bunch of real ones in one circle. And they all got same mindset and goal.
Hey, man.
It's some big things. I got to shout you out, too, because I know you've been making moves out here.
Nah, you know, man, I don't do that, though, bro. I just put three letters in the circle and circle it up. You know what I'm saying? I don't do too much.
You've been hitting the road. You've been hitting the road and all that.
No, man. You know what I'm saying? I get inspired by those that be around me, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a team, brother. Like, just like we said, you doing your thing, brother. You know what I'm saying? If I'm associated with you, I want to bring pride to your name as well. Then I got to, how can I say right with you if I ain't doing something? You feel me? That's how it goes. So this ain't about me, dog. This about you. We try to figure out when the mixtape dropping. You know, who's some of the artists that you're working with? Give us the whole rundown, but let us know in something. You gotta know.
All right, so what I've been really been in the lab cooking up, so I've just been doing a lot of singles. And then, but I know if we dating this interview back, but you had my homie Blind Star on here at one point in time. So, hey, yeah.
Shout out to Blind Star.
So, y'all gonna be the first show to really catch whiff of this project right here. So me and the homie Blind Star, we cooking up a nice EP to set off this new rap group that me and him got. It's kind of gonna be like a little baby and gunner situation. Like we ain't got no name.
No Rico.
We ain't catching no Rico charges.
Okay. But, yeah, they gotta clarify that.
Yeah, well, we ain't catching no charges. We move out you. Now it's gonna be that type of situation where we ain't like really know, like, oh, let's come up with a group name. This is that third. We gonna be our own selves, but we also do our stuff by ourselves. But you know, we can come together and still give you some. So
it's like a way more than like a group. Y'all got these vibes. Y'all put together sometimes to get to like that, but you can still catch it individually.
Yeah. So, we shot a video, and that video out right now, Sauce, the music video Sauce. That's one of the lead singles off of that whole project. That's going to be one of the lead singles off of that project. We shot the video and made that happen. Go get that right now on YouTube, Lonnie and Blind Star, Sauce. So,
Now, was that one shot by Carefresh too? Because I know you do your work, bro. You be
Kid Fresh shot them. He shot Industry Freak and he shot Sauce.
Man, y'all come together. Y'all got this chemistry, bro. The video's been on fire. They've been on point. If you ain't checked them out, you probably the only one. You far behind. So you need to do that. Like, what you waiting on? You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? That boy Lonnie out here stepping now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Somebody said you got to watch out for the footprints. Now that boy's stepping now.
No, I'll still be throwing out a feature here and there.
What's the price went up?
So the price went up now. Cause you know, and you know I'm involved. You know I'm involved in a lot of things that equal opportunities for other folks.
Facts. You know, man, come with benefits.
So you know, I'm not your average feature. Just be like, all right. So here's my. I'm going to give you these bars, and then we might shoot a video to it. Like, I got different things to offer with my features, man. So it's features. I call it features with a purpose. So I got different packages for anybody to partake in that want to do a song and you really want to push it and get it heard, get it seen somewhere. I can make some things happen. So, you know.
Man, this man is being humble. Y'all, in case y'all don't know, my boy Lonnie, it's in rotation, been in rotation in New York City with that new latest drop, that Industry Freak going stupid.
Yeah, Industry Freak been going dumb, man. Hey, we did radio play in New York, Dallas, Texas, and South Carolina. And then, of course, you know we got spun around in Tampa a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we doing a little something out here.
Hey, man, I mean, working with some incredible talent, obviously you got, you know, you come with the lyrics, you come with the beats, your engineering's on point, you know, your visuals on point, you know, and then the models, you know, in case y'all don't know, man, doing some certified bona fide porn stars in my dog video now. Y'all
respect
my dog name.
Yeah, shout once again, shout out to all the ladies involved. So I'm gonna say shout out to Sam, shout out Princess Shay, Sashia, Blanco. I think I'm saying her name right, but she know what's up, she know who it is. Nina and Geneva D and Roxy Mason. Shout out to all of them. Takyo Ish Tati. Shout out to everybody that was involved in that. Shout out to Shizzle, shout out to Rex Terrell. Don Rich from Lux Fam ENT, him and his squad came out there and vibed out a little bit. You see him in the video if you go check it out. Shout out to Surge and Alfie for also pulling up, catching a little cameos in there. Yeah, just shout out to everybody. Shout out to Kid Fresh too for really souping the video up and making it look like something.
Man, the only thing that had room to breathe in the video, dog, was the water. Everything ended up moving. Yeah. It was a lot of motion going around, but a lot of, oh, I see pole tricks.
A lot of motion in the ocean.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I'm telling y'all need to go check it out yesterday. Because listen, by the time y'all can finally get that one out your teeth, my boy going to be hitting you with another one, and it don't stop. Back to back.
Oh, yeah,
back,
I got it. I got a video. I got shoot one video that's coming up. Got one that's coming up. So, you know, I'm still out here working at things, still providing videos.
Now, so you know, go ahead. What you say, Bo?
No, I got one on the way, though.
You mean a video?
Yeah, I got another banger to hit them with. You know, we couldn't supply the video for summer numbers because, you know, Corona had just hit. We couldn't hang outside. Nobody couldn't be around nobody. So, yeah, that's coming real soon. I'm going to bring y'all a video to that. And it just might be, I don't know, you might catch another industry freak type vibe from me. You might get another way. You never know. You know what I'm saying? So
all you know is E-T-H-O-T free, man. We doing it like that. Man. He outside. You better get your ass out there, boy. And speaking of which, a lot of people had something to say about that video. They was like, yo, Lottie, man, why you ain't tell me to pull up? Yo, man, why you ain't tell me when that? But he did do it.
But see, here's the thing about it, though. Like, here's the thing about that. Now, you got to take under consideration everybody on social media, right?
Facts.
Yeah, everybody viewing everybody's stuff. So if I post a flyer to the video saying, yo, industry freak video, this day, this time, swipe up for the address if you want to pull up and be in the video.
I remember seeing that post. I remember seeing that post a couple times.
Exactly. So, and I do it all the way up until the day of. I literally be posting that all the way up to the day of. Now, out of all them people that'll view, you'll get like two or three of them out of that couple hundred that done said just pull up. But it's like, they're like, yo, why you ain't invite nobody? I said, swipe up for the address. You know, I'll be liking, you know, I'm one of them dudes that don't be liking any and everybody to beat us, so you know. But still, all you got to do is swipe up for the address and ask me for the address. And once when the address is provided, all you got to do is show up. Show up and show out.
All I'm saying is they can't be mad because I remember, and I like to think I'd be busy, but I remember distinctly seeing that posting twice myself. So if you ain't know, it's because you ain't want to know. Because he didn't try to hold the information from you. He just wanted you to read a little bit. Because some of y'all,
yeah,
you
know, all y'all got to do is read and swipe. Read and swipe up. That's all y'all got to do. Swipe up and inbox the kid, man. Just inbox.
Hey, man. Hey, and listen, man. Everybody going to say it, but I'll be the first to say it, man. My man about his business, so if you show up, be by yours, man. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
there's
etiquette. You don't just show up trying to, hey, it ain't a lot of these working professionals out there. You understand what I'm saying? So it's business trying to be taken care of. Don't show up thinking this is a lounge spot. That ain't how it go. You know what I'm saying? People working, they're all working girls. They're all working. You know, Lonnie trying to get his thing. The cameraman got his thing. Everybody on the time limit. We're trying to make it the best. So if you don't show up, show up with a purpose and show up to be helpful. Don't just show up to hang out, because that ain't the type of time.
The BS get left at the door. We don't have none of that coming at any of my way. You don't got none of that
going. Hey, and then if you seen the video and you was at the set, you know he ain't playing, man. The shit fire.
Yeah. And then I also want to give a shout out to Wildcat Beverage Group too. We was able to product place them in there. CBD infused alkaline water, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Wildcat Beverage Group.
It was definitely going down on C, man. I can't wait to see the next hot thing going on. So in the meantime and in between times, brother, what's some things that you want to, you know what I'm saying, still cross out before the end of the year? Is anybody you might want to work with in particular? Are you looking for a certain concept? You know what I'm saying? What's on the Lonnie list for the rest, wrapping up the 2022?
I mean, shoot. Pretty much like anybody. I'm open to work really with anybody. Like, I would like to work with a lot of more the local artists around here, but you know how it go out here. You know how it go out here, everybody kind of be in their little crab modes or whatever. So, you know. But,
you mean like when they want to see you doing good, but not better than them type shit?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I know. If I know what you're talking about.
So basically, I'll put it up in the synopsis. If you grew up in Sarasota, Bradenton, or Palmetto, then you know what I'm talking about. So anybody that's viewing from them areas, y'all know what I'm talking about. So yeah, but I'm open to work with anybody. Like, really, I ain't never too cool to work with nobody. I don't give a care about the views, the likes, the comments, no none of that. I work on music. I do music just to do music. Like, vibe just got to be right. That's all it is.
Facts. Now, you know, I got to ask you a couple questions about what's going on in the world. You know, we got to get an opinion, man. First, you know, I got to ask you, you know, have you had a chance to listen to the Kendrick album and the Jack Harlow album?
I haven't heard the Kendrick yet, but I did hear the Jack Harlow, you know.
What's your take? Listen.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, all right. So I'm gonna start it out like this. I rock with Jack.
Right. Right. We agree. I agree with you.
Like, I was on him way before he was famous and caught with anything. Like, way, way back. So I rock with Jack. I'm gonna say he could have did way better than what he came out with. Like, cause his first album, sliding. Like, I can't knock him. He was sliding on his first one. That what they call it? The one before this one, I forget what they call it. That's what they all say.
The Tyler Herro. Oh, they got you.
Yeah, that's what they all say. The album. That's what they all say. So like, that one was sliding, but this one, he kind of fumbled it a little bit. Like, I don't know. I don't know if he was just trying to give him too much more of a vibrato in the lyrics or something, but I don't know. He was kind of slipping on this one. But he got some slaps on there, though. He got some slaps on there.
I just, you know, I've had a conversation with a couple of people about it. Listen, I'm not saying this is a reflection of Jack as an artist. I'm just talking about his latest embodiment of work that he's named an album. And I believe it's called Hurry Home, the Kids Miss You, or something like that. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm going to hurry back to Walmart, Target, or whoever selling these CDs and give me my money back. Bro, I don't know what the fuck. Jack, this ain't it, bro. This ain't it. Jack, I almost picked up a bottle of Jack to go with your CD, bro. This shit was not it, bro. This shit was not it, bro. Listen, and I know it's easier said than done, bro. I'm not knocking you as an artist, but this album...
I ain't gonna lie though, I've been knocking that 504 now, that Bible.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. You know, we had this dude on the show called Trev Mula that rocked with that 504. You know what I'm saying? They be hanging out and shit. I'm not gonna knock 50. I personally don't listen to 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that I don't like the nigga music or nothing like that. It's just that in my, you know, everyday spins, You know what I'm saying? But y'all got to know that most of the time I do listen to independent artists. Most of the time, like, you know what I'm saying? I try to. That's kind of what I got to do. That's what I do. That's what I work with. But I just don't. I haven't found myself listening to a 5 year foreign song. Now I done heard one or two, like because of other artists, like Nicki had that song. You know what I'm saying? That had 5 year in it. So yeah. I heard it because, you know, it's a popular song.
Danny Lay had him on one too. I remember when they dropped.
Right. So it's not, I'm not knocking, bro. I'm not gonna say nothing bad about him. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a million artists in the world. It's impossible to listen to all of them. You feel me? Like, that's not how I go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got nothing bad to say about, bro. I will say though, that drill style of music, that's definitely doing something, huh? It's definitely making some.
Oh yeah, I got one in the chamber.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna
speak on too much, but yeah, I'm working on that with you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got one of them on the way. Again, you keep saying this, I got one on the way. You talk about a song, but just stop saying that shit. Well, you got somebody running around here. That boy said, I got one of them. Okay, that's about three on the count, but you better be careful. Speaking of which, though, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you said you haven't had a chance to hear about Kendrick, but I know you heard that part five. Everybody heard it. It's like impossible not to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Did you see the video?
Not all the way, but I know exactly what they talking about, though, when they trying
to... Who's deep fakes?
Yeah, you trying to ask about, like, what, him copying a rap idea or something?
No, listen, I'm going to get there. But let me come down the street, though. That ain't when I'm... Damn, bro, you skip the Julep Lady house and everything. We're going to get to the stop sign. All right, so I was going to ask as far as lyrical concept. You know what I'm saying? What you thought about it? Like, do you think Kendrick held up? Because, see, 5 years ago, before the pandemic, man, Kendrick was, you know, he was, yeah, I'm not saying that he's not now, but he was considered to be top tier because of Damn and all the other albums that he put out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, do you feel like, you know, is this Kendrick worthy? Do you, from what you heard, did it follow up with the Kendrick that you know? Was it different? Was it lacking? Was it, how you felt, man?
I'll put it like this. I miss the backseat freestyle Kendrick.
Kendrick had a dream?
Or like swimming pools Kendrick.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what he came in the game with. Hey, that swimming pools, what?
Yeah, like I've been either that or like, I'll say I missed the Damn album Kendrick too. So I mean, I don't know. I don't think he really, from the stuff that I've heard since the Damn album, like even not hearing the album right now, like not hearing his new album, but just the stuff that I've heard from him, I don't know. He kind of slacking to me.
It's like he coming down the mountain. He ain't at the peak no more. He on his like,
big climb, you think? I mean, he ain't too far from the peak though, but I mean, like, it ain't like what you would normally would have heard from Kendrick.
Gotcha.
But he catching you, but he still know how to keep your attention though. So
I one thing I'm starting to feel like, I feel like, right, even though the artists be trying to keep up with the times, of course current, I feel like the artists kind of grow with a generation of people, right? And the reason I say this is because I know everybody has felt the situation where you be talking about music with people. And they say, oh, this was better. I think we was hollering, you know what I'm saying? Oh, this is better than that, better than that. And I don't think that people are necessarily wrong. I think that just they grow with the artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the artist continues to relate to them as they grow older. You know what I'm saying? And then just like that artist relates to them, when a certain time period has passed, the new people that's coming in the game no longer relate to them. Because they relate to, you know what I'm saying, younger people. I ain't trying to call nobody old, but I'm just saying, like, time changed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I think that for the generation at hand, when the artist comes out, it's easy to relate. Because everything that they're referencing is shit that's happened in your lifetime, or it's things that you can relate to because you're experiencing them as you grow. But then when you get like for example, for me, that was more like, you know, Common to Lead, Quali, like that conscious kind of era. But then shortly came after that was the mumble rap. You know, you had Thugger. I don't know what the fuck he said. Excuse my language, but I, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even think Thug was even like mumbling, though. I think he was kind of just like trying to play with his voice too tough. Like, I think he was just trying to like, I think he was trying to go too high in his pitch, in his voice.
Bro, I still don't know what he said on Lifestyle. You know how old Lifestyle is? I don't know what the fuck he was saying, bro.
The fun fact about that is that's what turned me off from listening to Young Thug until like 6 years after he had been out. Like,
right? Next time I heard Thug from that, he was on Pick Up the Phone, Baby. I said, oh, this nigga, the baby done grew up. He can talk.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's when I knew he had potential. But then when he had dropped that one album, I forget what he called it, but it's that album cover where they drew him in the grass. Like, I ain't talking about that weird fruity dress cover.
You ain't talking about the dress. We gonna move past the dress that he put on.
Yeah, like, I mean,
y'all don't want to talk about that.
I'm gonna leave it like this. I'm gonna put it like this.
Because it was a female dress, though, right? Like, it was a blouse.
He says, if you're talking about the one off the mixtape cover that he had dropped them years ago, he said,
anytime you put on a female shirt with your male.
What are you talking about? I ain't trying to knock nobody, but I'm saying that's the one he tried to debate on the interview one day. I remember when they was giving him flack for it, he was like, let's talk about the dress on the mixtape cover. So I'm like, it's not a dress. It's a kilt. Like, it's a real deal kilt that I had custom made. Like, I got a documentary of me getting it made and getting fitted for it and everything. It's going to come out. Ain't seen that yet. So as far as the world knows, that's a dress.
Hold on.
Straight up dress.
So this is Thug, man. Respect to you, bro. I don't mean no disrespect, bro. I mean, I swear to God, almost. You know, shout out to you and what you've done with your career. You know, I hear that you're a hell of a dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean no disrespect by talking about this, but we gotta talk about this. Nigga, you knew they was fitting you for a dress and you went along with it. Nigga, you don't play the goddamn bagpipe, but you showing up at a Scottish right, bro. Stop playing, bro. What are you What the hell, bro?
Kid Cudi had disappointed me when I seen Kid Cudi come out and won.
With the eyeliner
that disappointed me to the core. I was like,
So let me say this first, because listen. I have no problem with anybody, you know what I'm saying?
Let me say this.
I have no problem with anybody that's homosexual. For those of y'all who know me, you know what I'm saying? I have a brother that is openly homosexual, you know what I'm saying? So I don't care how you live your lifestyle. Shit don't matter to me. But one thing is, it's like, whatever you going to be, though, be that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like because those people, you know what I'm saying? Because people sacrifice to live the life that they live. You know what I'm saying? So if whatever you going to be, don't do it for a gimmick, because you playing with some shit that people actually live around with. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm coming at, bro, because I'm sitting there like, bro, like, what's up, man? Like, don't, you know, this is people like, come on, bro, don't do it to sell albums, man. You fuck around with, it's already hard enough, you know, everybody trying to find where they place. You know what I'm saying? Don't be fucking around with people for a gimmick. Like, that ain't it, bro. You know what I'm saying? However, you got bigger problems right now, because, nigga, you had a dress on and now you in jail.
I ain't gonna lie, 6ix9ine troll tactic on IG, he kind of had me rolling against Thug.
I ain't heard it yet, though. I heard he was going to say they'll call it crazy shit, but I ain't heard it yet, though. I ain't seen it.
I didn't hear nothing verbally, but he put up all these throwback pictures of Thug in different mini skirts and dresses and stuff, talking about, oh, free bruh, or I meant sis, or nah, my damn bad, bruh. Damn. I was like, oh, he couldn't really get this
shot.
He said, talking about, but nah, for real, though, talking about, dang. Don't drop the soap, Thug. And then got a picture of him puckering up with red lipstick. I said, oh, this boy going ham.
All I'm saying is, if you saw anybody, they remove the title and the name from the person. If you just seen another person, a male, doing the things that he did, kind of suspect. Don't shoot the messenger. We all thought this shit. Don't shoot the messenger, bro. It's just kicking the shit up the house.
Shout out to all them that's rocking like that.
One thing I say though, because listen,
I like mine with a V in the middle.
Right. Listen, now I will say this. I don't like to see nobody get locked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I really believe the prison system has become a new slavery system. I really believe that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not happy at all that these guys were indicted. But one thing I will say is at least it all happened together. Shit, there's a lot of y'all that happened shit. Maybe y'all get this, you know what I'm saying? At least you'll see a homeboy from time to time. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like shit, it was like 20 something. Nigga, did you see how many people they roped off?
Yeah.
I'm just trying, and here's the thing, right? It was kind of a setup because there's a huge thing in this culture about ain't no cap in my rap. I bet. Let's go with that. Then don't be out here singing about how you kill niggas. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think? Like, you think that shit cool? Come on, man. If you saying ain't no cap in my rap, I'm real. Then why are you telling songs about dealing dope and shit? Like, bro, last time I checked, don't you know that shit illegal? Like, you niggas is doing shit to tell on yourself. I ain't never in my life understood this shit ever. In my day. Nigga, if you was gonna sneak around to do it, then why make a song talk about doing it? That they gonna play on the radio? You know what? I don't know. Maybe it makes too much sense to me.
I questioned that a lot when lean became the new popping thing and everybody bragging that they got pints of lean or they be selling pints of lean. I'm like,
oh, popping a jigger.
I'm like, bro, y'all just setting up a court case. We all set that. That been discontinued off the shelves. Like, I'm like, whatever.
Man, dog, get me though is when you go to court and you be thinking they gonna bring in all these witnesses. They gotta bring no witnesses. And then you gave them a confession. They gonna start playing your music in front of the court. And Your Honor, this is where we link this 2020. He say he shot at da-da-da-da, almost as a body.
Man.
Ironically, right around this time, you know what I'm saying? It was a shootout where, you know, who done it? We don't know what happened, but you listen to him, this nigga that some of these rappers
and death story.
Some of these rappers' lyrics be shit like, yo, man, we had to do them. Burned all the clothes in the backyard, same house, put the guns right next to the well. And then when they find the guns by the well, you be in there talking about who snitched on me. Nigga, you snitched on you. Welcome to the goddamn. What the hell is you talking? Ain't nobody got snitch on you. You doing the job. They don't even got to do police work no more. I want y'all to know this. I'm going to say this shit for everybody who don't know this. You do know the police is on social media, right? All the people, anybody who hit you up talking about, hey, man, I got them pounds. That's the fucking police. Who the hell would hit you up to tell you that?
I'm going to give them also a little sprinkle of free game. So,
man, come on, man.
So y'all know when y'all sending pictures and videos, right? Sorry to bust some of y'all bubble, but right before it goes to the other person's phone, it goes up to the satellite, to a server, up in the air, all the way up there in the air. It's like a satellite. And they see it, and then they send it off to the person that you sent it to. So they already getting you outwardly and from behind closed doors because you sending them. That worked for everybody trading news too. So a ton of cops already saw y'all.
Facts. Like, I don't know. Okay, let me explain something to y'all.
I ain't never been dropping news on the phone. And then,
I want to explain something to people who don't know, right? I want y'all to understand that the feds was watching Young Thug there for like 12 years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, no, we're not talking about like last week. We're not talking about somebody coming told them something last night. They've been watching them do this shit for 12 years. Yeah, it don't matter what you go in there and say. It don't matter what you go in there and say. When somebody been watching you do some shit for 12 years, bro, when they come knock on the door, you already going to jail. It don't matter what you say. When they come knock on your door, oh, it's already, hey. Nigga, it don't matter what you say. You should have been, they had 12 years to get their shit together. You finna try to put your whole case together in about a couple months.
My thing is, you got all this money and stuff.
Why don't you invest in the business and just do legal shit?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Why are you still trying to hang? Like, what's the point? You got millions of dollars and you made it out the hood.
Man.
You got more cars than what one person would have probably had in their lifetime. Everything at your disposal. So what's the point?
Man, they say, I seen some shit on Facebook the other day, and I was like, man, I wish I could just make this my permanent picture. But they say, people will do anything to prove to the streets that they gangster. But can't prove. They said, good luck proving it to the streets. Now you got to convince that shit to the FBI that you not one.
Oh, yeah. Everybody a gangster till they get caught. That's all. Everybody a gangster till they get caught. Because I don't care what anybody say that. No snitching and all this other stuff. Half of the people that's out here parading talking about no snitching.
Don't snitch.
Nine times out of ten. If the cops jam now, they singing like a canary.
I'm going to tell you something. Everybody got a plan till that judge start passing out phone numbers. Oh, yeah, phone numbers. Like, you going to get 987, 400 years. Now you want to do that long? Now you want to do that division, huh? You want to split that shit up? You so gangster. Y'all ain't gonna tell me shit. I ain't gonna say, all right. Listen, that's everybody game plan. So they go in there and walk in there with that folder. Nigga, when they walk out with that folder be thicker because they done wrote down everything you know, talking all that crazy shit. Listen, I'm gonna tell you one thing.
Got a whole song talking about that you selling hard and white pills.
If you don't want to go to jail, don't do it. I know everybody taking a risk. I know everybody, man, listen, don't let these entertainers get you fucked up. If you watching this, don't let these entertainers get you fucked up. Everybody got a job to feed their family. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Their job is to entertain. It's to make entertaining content. Bro, it's real easy to rap about street shit and doing drive-bys and shit when you go home to a gated community. Don't let these rappers get you fucked up. Y'all out here, y'all talking about wet-ass pussy and all that shit. She say, y'all cook out and clean, but this is how I got the ring. And then later on, she actually posted a picture of her cleaning her fucking house. Because even though she said that shit, she know ain't how to go out the real world go. Don't let these entertainers get you fucked up. Come on, man. Use your brain, man. RICO did not just get invented. It was first used against the mafia. Y'all still doing the same shit that they was doing back then. Like, what do you think they got it for? Now, I will say this. T.I. did bring up a good point. Yo, if they going to hit Young Thug, you know what I'm saying? With RICO, I'm trying to figure out why the KKK been brought up on RICO. Oh, it's silence now. All right, but yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, think about it. If Thugger fits the bill, the KKK is the reason for it.
KKK also wasn't wearing dresses, though.
No, they was wearing dresses. But anytime you wear a garment that cover your head to your feet, last time I checked, that's a goddamn dress. Yeah, they got robes, but that's a dress, man. Them niggas got hoods. Come on, stop playing, bro. Stop playing. Listen, no offense. All of them, equality across the board. If y'all, if Thug on charges... If Thug on charges, goddamn it, I want to see the ropes coming out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Red, all the people, come on. Fair is fair. We're going to do it, do it. I ain't got no problem with you doing it, but if you're going to do it all the way. Don't pick and choose who you're going to let slide with it. You know what I'm saying? Some people were saying if they let Thugger do it, why Jack Harlow ain't got brought up on charges? He talking about he put it in the mail, give it to the UPS. Y'all believe me, you can do it too, believe me. Nigga, we ain't stupid. What you think he talking about? Come on, right? But you hit people with RICO. Listen, I ain't trying to get nobody no charge, but what I'm saying is if you're going to do it, do it. Or else don't do it. Motherfuckers is tripping. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't pick and choose who. They just changed the game with this RICO thing. All y'all talk about ain't no capping my raps. You trying to hold, all right, bro. All the gangsters, all the real gangsters, though, I'm going to kick 1,000 with you. All the real gangsters is either dead, in prison, or on their way. Can't beat the streets, dog. Half of y'all fighting over streets that don't even belong to you. I ain't figured that shit out yet. If you care about the streets so much, why don't you make some money and buy it? Change the streets. Change the street. It's just a thought.
They don't think that far.
It's just a thought, though. Niggas gangbanging over a street they don't even own. You don't even own a house on the street. You don't even own a house on the street. Come on, that shit crazy as hell. You gonna throw your whole life away. As soon as you go to jail, they're gonna evict all your shit and put another nigga in there who gonna scream the same dumb shit that you talking about. When does it change, dog?
You gotta get a group of people that's about that. You gotta get a group of people about that. Ain't gonna do it.
Listen, man, I was young once, man. We all was young once, man. I ain't knocking nobody for doing what they got to do. However, I'm going to tell you something, man. The goal of life is to work smarter, not harder. So when you know better, you do better, man. Don't wait till you're the next thugger, man, going down for RICO to realize that you had plenty of opportunities to do more and better time with your life. You got better gifts. If you got gifts, regardless of what they are, put them to use, man. If you a hell of a drug dealer, you could run a business. You already got money management. You understand stock and inventory. What you waiting on?
Yeah, shoot. Nipsey Hussle put everybody on game early, being your own boss. Then the world had to stay inside. Then everybody really had to become their own boss.
Hey, words, testament, case improved. And listen, everything in life is hard. You just gotta figure out what hard is working for you. Really, I know a lot of times we're not taught how to run a business, or we're not taught the opportunities or the resources or the skills. But bro, it's not hard to learn. You just gotta want to learn it. And each one teach one. If you got a homeboy that's got his own business, instead of hating on a nigga coming up, ask him to put you on. Yeah, ask him to put you on. Ask him the information. Most times, successful people want to see other people successful. If you look around and the four walls around you don't inspire you, you're not in a room, you're in a cage. You know what I'm saying? You got to want better. Some of us got kids out here, man. You got families. You got sick moms, older dads, sick dads. You got bills. And as hard as it is, it's only going to get worse if you go to jail.
Shoot. People with money got problems too, man. Just because they got all that money don't make it all green and gray.
No, bro.
Rich people got problems just like how we got them. Only difference is our problems is a different magnitude compared to theirs.
Everybody got the same 24 hours. Everybody got the same 24 hours. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett got the same 24 hours you got.
All they did was just take their $2 that they was giving and turned it into a billion.
And what you waiting on? You know what I'm saying? It can be done, man. All you need is the right people around you and the right mission and the right mindset. Don't give up your goals. You know what I'm saying?
They got to get there first, though. If they can't get there, then they ain't going to ever get there. Instead of trying to be the one. Trying to be the one all the time, so you ain't getting there quick enough.
Sometimes, man, I know in music too, we talk about partying a lot, bro. Nobody can party all the time, and the people that try die. I'm just being honest. Think about it. Nobody can party all the time, bro. It's impossible. Sometimes at some point in time, you got to take your ass inside, bitch. Come on, like sometimes you got to go inside, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shoot, I do that enough. Like, I don't even be vibing out on that scene too tough no more, because it just ain't even what it used to be no more.
It really ain't, man.
Like, shoot, And then I also find it very coincidental, though, that Lil Key dies the, like a couple days after when these two dudes got locked up.
Hey,
I don't know.
I'm glad you brought it up because I was sure going to get to it. Listen.
That's a little too uncoincidental to me.
It sound to me like somebody got caught snitching. And, like, and that gang was already about murder. They told y'all that. That's what the indictment's about. So if you thought, what's one more, nigga? If they're going to give you one, they're going to give you a. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. That was very coincidental to me. Like, how y'all two just got locked up and then literally like a week or two later, this dude dies.
Right.
Because if you got him, you... How do you then get his brother? Because his brother is signed with him. It's Lil Key, and I think Lil got it.
Bruh, what get me is they bring in everybody on racketeering charge. Everybody. Then this nigga free and come on, man. They say Pop faked his death too. They had that when you come down on an organization like that there, they better hide your ass. They better hide your ass.
That ain't faking no death, my guy. Shoot, that's a little too coincidental to me.
Man,
RP to Lil Key, though. I ain't really been listening to none of that man music, but RP to Lil Key.
Man, RP to him, you know what I'm saying? Bro, you know, I'm hoping that the family finds peace. Everybody can move along, you know, in a peaceful manner and progressive manner, and that the man gets the respects he deserved, you know, and that way everybody speculating ain't true, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But in the slight instance that it is, I'm gonna take the same approach as I took with 6ix9ine. Nigga, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Do the crime.
It's just that simple. Because I don't give a damn what situation you in. I'll never condone snitching. And I'm going to tell you why. It's not that I believe that you're supposed to hold your nuts on somebody else. It's called accountability. Bro, you didn't have to be there. You could tell your people, like, no, this ain't me. Bro, I got people that won't call me for certain things. They know that ain't me. It ain't going to happen. Don't call me on that kind of shit. I ain't with it. So, you know, if this your circle, make that shit known to them and don't let them put you in those. I know y'all seen Boys in the Hood. What the nigga said, hey, stop. Let me out. Let me out. It is what it is. But telling on somebody else to save your own skin? Dog, a coward dies 1,000 deaths. Remember that. A coward dies 1,000 deaths. That's for real. Just own up, bro. If you can't own up, don't do it. That's all I'm going to say. Now, listen, Freedom Boys, you know, I say free anybody because I don't like to see nobody locked up. However, everybody has... Listen. I already know where you at. I'm already with that. I say free everybody because I don't like to see nobody in chains. However, if you out here, you know, being a menace to society, they got a place to put you, bro. They teach you that from an early age, bro. If you can't sit your ass down, they'll sit your ass down for you. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. That's how it's been. This ain't new. They ain't just invent jail last week. They got a whole book called The Law.
I didn't check that shit out. I don't get how everybody be dying and getting locked up around everybody, but nobody ain't decided to make no change yet. Nobody ain't decided to shift the culture yet.
I be trying to figure out, niggas really believe, it won't happen to me. If it won't happen to you, who's supposed to happen to? Nigga, stop playing, bro, stop it. And then, here's another thing that killed me though too. Y'all stop it with the shirts. Listen, bro. And these people got support evidence that this niggas did this shit. Y'all better not start that shit talking about free. Listen, bruh, accountability. If your boy did the shit and it's been known that this shit is illegal, stop putting up free shirts. The nigga went, he made a conscious decision to do this shit. Come on, bro. Stop it. Like, come on, man. That's crazy as hell. Wonder, y'all talking about free people. Come on, man. He should have freed himself.
I wonder how many fake Lil' Key fans going to pop out, then.
Oh, you know, you ain't nobody till somebody kill you. You know?
I mean, because I'm going to keep it all in stack. I ain't never listened to bro music because he was on that Thugger Wave with that high pitch talking with the voice and stuff.
I mean, facts. I don't listen to the nigga. I ain't gonna start listening to the nigga tomorrow. It's kind of like my thing with Samuels, with Kevin Samuels. Kevin Samuels, you know, we got to
talk about him. I think them women was partnering on his death, though. Like,
I think it's kind of odd that he had sex with a lady who was a nurse and now his ass went into cardiac arrest and can't nobody find nothing that's wrong. If anybody was gonna hit his ass, it's her. She the one to hit his ass. She know how to do it.
I think somebody was just plotting on his death and they got lucky. Because you gotta think, the nigga done butt hurt like women all on national TV. Women around the world are probably catching whiff of him a little bit.
Here's my thing about Kevin Samuels, right? And I say this. I find no fault in what Kevin Samuels did instead for. I'm gonna tell you why. His show was a voluntary call-in show, right? So all these people are getting upset when y'all turned on his channel to get his opinions and his views on whatever was being asked. The man was having a real conversation with whoever was there, and they were choosing to call in to participate in his show. Now y'all upset about what the man had to say? Listen, what we got enough of in society is ass kisses, man. What is like? What's the purpose of having a conversation with somebody in exchange of dialect if everybody's just going to agree on every goddamn thing? Hell, if I know you're going to agree on everything, why I got to call you? Bitch, I already know you agree. You know what I'm saying? So these people are calling in looking for answers. The man's providing some real truth. And I'm going to be honest with you. The truth is not always a pretty sight. Like me, you catch me at different times. I might be an ugly motherfucker. I might be an ugly motherfucker right now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm a shit, but I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? It is. You know what I'm saying? But other times you might catch him, it might be cleaned up, and it might be, you know, a lot. But it's still what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen a few girls like that. I've caught a few girls on them different occasions. Like, minute your Maybelline game was all right. Then the next day I've seen you, it's like, whoa. Bro. Like, you put on dead people makeup.
Bro, this makeup is dangerous. This makeup should be brought up on Rico. All the bodies this motherfucker done caught.
Yeah, a lot of y'all middle schoolers need to stop trying to be grown and look out here looking like y'all 27 and shit.
I'ma tell you something. If you can do yourself up in makeup like that all the time and look fly like that, why don't you? Like, see, so here's the thing, right? I feel like, why would you get dressed up for an occasion? If obviously you can put on, you like how you present yourself, why do you wait on occasion to do that when you could do that every day? And if you do that every day, maybe the people that you attract, because, okay, I think part of the reason is we're a very sexualized society. Like, I don't know if people want to say that, but I'm just going to be honest. We are a very sexualized society. We got a lot of shit that's based off of looks. You know, people will bang somebody based off how they look, even though they know intellectually they the stupidest motherfucker they ever met in their life. They just dumb as hell. Like, and a life comes out of that. You know what I'm saying?
I think people just be like, I don't know. I think people just be brainless and like just be too into what they're doing. They get too high for their own supply a little bit, because you can tell a motherfucker 1,000 times over, like, yeah, bro, she look nice, but she ain't worth a damn. But you still gonna hit it, and then 9 times out of 10, now you done got the girl pregnant, now you stuck with her. Now you seeing all this toxic side and aggravation side of her, but she wasn't aggravating or toxic when you decided to go hit it.
Well, for one, you gotta understand when you have sex, y'all exchange your hormones. And hormones control how you act. So when you make this connection with this person, y'all just exchange energies, and now all of a sudden this person is acting different. That's because they are different. You just introduce something to them. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care if it's men or women. I will say this. I was taught from an early age from my father that for every fine motherfucker you see, there's somebody at home that's tired of them. Meaning that just because some shit look good, you're only seeing the instant gratification of that person. You're only seeing them in that light at that time. And at that moment in time, you don't see. That's why they say you'll never know a person till you live with them. Like when you have more access to them, when you get to see, maybe she finds herself in public, but this bitch is nasty. She dirty. She don't clean. Maybe this dude he got a bunch of money, but he an asshole. He mean. He don't care about people. You know what I'm saying? Like it's you only see, if you look from one jaded perspective. That's all you're going to get. And if that's what you make decisions based off of, you deserve everything that come with that. You know what I'm saying? You got to actually, that's why the older folks would tell you, they used to do that what they call courting or dating. Not today's dating. Today's dating is we fucking, but we're not claiming each other. That's what today's dating be. You know, you living your best life. You single out here. That shit crazy as hell. That shit sounds
good. That is just like toxic on arrival.
That's another thing too.
That's toxic on the rise.
I want to raise my hand and say something right quick. Y'all do realize that toxic is not a desired thing, right? To be toxic means to be poisonous. To be toxic means to be that you will degrade everything that's around you because you are poison. An infection, something that's bad for the body as a whole. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking about in your body. I'm talking about the mankind body. You are to be toxic means it's going to bring you undesired consequences. So when people out here like praising toxic relationships, that shit is not healthy for you and the person that's doing that shit to you. The reason why it's called toxic is because if somebody actually loved you for real, they wouldn't put you through no shit like that. And instead of people like taking that and actually, and here's the crazy part, you know that shit. I ain't just say something to you that you ain't never heard. Think about this shit. Do your parents actually? Do you think people's parents? Think about it. You think your parents look down at your relationship? Somebody who's toxic. You think your parents who want the best for you, right? Who care for you and love for you? You came from their loins. You know what I'm saying? They feed you, they clothe you, they take care of you, educate you, make sure that you have a chance in this world. You think they proud to see you be in a toxic relationship? Come on, man, stop playing with people. Like, I don't know. I feel like in this time in life, everybody know that something's wrong. Motherfuckers don't say nothing. Like, that shit's not cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit's not cool, man. We got to get back. We got to get back to when shit made sense. We got to get more of a positive message. We got to get more to, and I ain't saying you got to be out here preaching kumbaya. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, let's try to make a. That's what I love. Yeah, that's why I love. That's why I love your music. Like your music, like you still found a way to have a great time. Y'all in the club industry for y'all doing y'all thing.
Yeah,
but it's all about the setting in the club, and it's all about the party that's happening right there. I ain't hear nobody in. I ain't hear you not one time told a bitch to go outside, go do all kinds of crazy shit, you know, degrade herself, shoot up somebody.
Let's see.
I ain't hear none of that shit in your lyrics, bro.
The thing about it is, like, people got to understand, overall, music is a feeling.
Right.
So put yourself in a regular setting. I probably is mindful that some stuff might go left, but I don't worry about it and let it overtake the whole vibe.
Right.
That's why it's like, all right, yeah, I got my head on a swivel. I might have a burner on me or whatever, but I'm in here, I'm hanging.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't here with it. You got women, you got your homeboys, you got everything around. Like, you hanging. But you always going to be mindful, like, all right, this could go left some.
Right.
You know?
Ain't nothing wrong with being aware of your surroundings. It's just,
just don't let it dictate you. That's all. Dictate you though, like, because that's what a lot of people go wrong at in their music. They letting the negative dictate the whole thing.
Yep.
It's like, dog, you rich. Like, even if you is rich in real life, how the hell are you still struggling?
Facts.
How the hell are you still reminiscing on struggles and making songs about struggles? You in the gated community. Facts. What's happening around you right now?
Facts.
That's why I think that's why everybody kind of like gravitate towards me, like when I do my music, because I don't know, I'm able to put my average every day, and it's just what you hear in the music is what I do in real life. So like,
so you mean there ain't no cap in your rap
at all,
and you ain't gotta worry about the Rico?
Hell no, man, come on.
So it is possible.
Yeah, everything that you see in my videos or you hear my music, I either seen, been, or did it.
All I'm saying is, hey, you ain't got to be a gangster and incriminate yourself to make all
this. Yeah, you ain't got to be a gangster and incriminating yourself. You ain't got to try to go to Walmart and spend $2 on a bandana and then all of a sudden, oh, you Crip, or you Blood, or you this and that, and the third. Like, shoot, you know, if you just like the bandana, just say you like the bandana, bro. Like, come on,
and
now.
You know what's crazy? Niggas who really in that life be dying to get out.
But all motherfuckers, the time.
Niggas are fake to try to be down with it. Bro,
oh, ain't yeah,
that cool about... The people who really been in the
everybody, game. Everybody rolling 60s, Crip 9, everybody, all these other different sets and all this and that and the third. Everybody a rolling 20s or rolling 60s or East Side.
The real thug, people who really been in this shit, they done took losses, man. And they miss them losses every day. They feel them losses every day. You know what I'm saying? Like real gangbangers and shit that have been shot at, that had to put in work, that went to jail. They lose time with their family, man. They might be so hard, but they miss their kid growing up. They miss their mom passing. They miss their dad passing, getting sick. They miss they take L's, man. They take, and we ain't talking about lessons. Yeah. Some of these niggas, they get out and they do the same shit. That's all they know. But I'm telling y'all this, man, don't fall for the mirage, man. You got life and you got promise. You got gifts. I guarantee you, everybody got some shit they good at. You got something that you better at than anything. Find out how to make that work for you. It's just promise. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, even if your thing is you just happen to sell drugs, great. If you sell good weed, go to Colorado, man. That shit legal. You sell good weed, go to Louisiana, go to Las Vegas. That shit legal.
Your own weed strain, something.
You know what I'm saying? Get down with a dispensary. Find out how to grow it. Find out how to make your. There's ways to make it happen. You just gotta be smart. You know what I'm saying? And if nothing else fails, at least you a hell of an accountant, because you know how to make your money add up at the end of the day. And they pay big bucks for that. You just gotta figure out how to make it happen the right way. Ain't no such thing as a shortcut. It'll always put you back further than what you've been at. Lonnie, man.
I'm surprised all the trappers ain't really start working at dispensaries when they touch down. Because, I mean, you already selling it on the street, but you always going to get jammed up for selling it on the street. You might as well just go inside the shop where it's legal at.
Man, that's all I'm saying, man. At the end of the day, y'all, Lonnie, I appreciate you, brother. It's been a hell of a talk, man. I can't wait.
For sure. It's been a little minute.
Yes, sir. I can't wait till we do it again, for sure, man. Do me a favor like we always do. Let them know where they can follow you at on Instagram, Facebook, you know, everything, so that they, you know, so I don't have it come up on the screen for them when you say it. And that way we can, man, they can make sure to follow and stay down with Lonnie, man, when you're releasing this music, brother.
Yeah. So you can tap in with me on the gram, SB_Lonnie. So SB_LANI. You can tap in with me there on the gram. You can tap in with me on the YouTube. Go subscribe to the channel. It's called Lonnie, LANI. And if that doesn't pop up, then just type in like Lonnie Summer Numbers or Lonnie Sauce and you'll see the videos. hit that subscribe, hit that like, drop a comment, repost, share, all that good stuff. Share, share, share. Follow, 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 like. Tap in with me on them. And shoot, new music on the way, man. New everything on the way. Got new projects, more things in store. Just stay tuned.
Hey, Lottie, man, I appreciate you, brother. I know you've been working hard. I'm going to let you get back to it, G. Y'all make sure y'all check out for your man. And we'll be back soon for you know it with something else. Lead it. We out.
Yep.
Make your knees touch your elbows. Yeah. Bounce that ass up and down like a 6'4". Cocaine, white forces on her tippy toes. She drop down and do a split. You already know.